The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank, as always, on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, at Hoopball Pels is the show, HoopballPels. Go and give those a like and a follow and all that sort of good stuff over on Twitter, and if you'd like to go and give us a rating on iTunes. That would be fantastic as well. The podcast app on Apple devices or wherever you get your podcasts, because we're actually streaming on just about everything. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Dash Radio as well. We're on once a week there as well. So if you want to mix up the platform that you listen to us on, well, go and do that as well, because we love getting this out there and we appreciate all of you for listening in. Now, you're probably wondering where I've been. I missed a game. I did. That's on me. Big weekend, unfortunately. It's now a Sunday night for me, and I saw the impending Boston matchup coming up. That's at 4:30 a.m. my time. So you probably won't get a post game until a little bit later on in the day when I get home Monday night from work, and then I'll put another pod together. But yeah, this weekend was a little bit busy, and you have weeks like that, don't you, I guess. But anyway, no excuses. We had two games of basketball on Friday and Saturday. The first game being the game against the Portland Trailblazers, in which, well, disappointing game to say the least. You know, I suppose Pelicans Twitter went a little bit off the rails, I guess, in this game. The Trailblazers came into town, into our second game of our homestand, and we looked really competitive, honestly. The sort of game that you'd be pretty happy with. It looked like everything was coming together, and we started well, you know. The first quarter, similar to the game before, where the worst quarter for us against Memphis Grizzlies was the worst. It was similar, you know. We didn't come out of the gate too well, but we held our own. So, you know, Portland scored 35 points and we answered with 30. So, you know, you're not in too big of a hole. What was fantastic was the second quarter. We scored 39 points and absolutely stomped them. And they only scored 24, you know. All of a sudden, you're going into halftime and there's a bit of confidence. But, you know, our pals, they love squandering a lead, especially a halftime lead. We came into the third quarter and we got blown out. So we scored 22 and they scored 35, which was a really good way to lose a lead. It was disappointing to say the least. We were heading out and I made the mistake of going for a shower, and I came back and all of a sudden, we were coming down to the wire, and Portland finished very quickly, 32-33 in the last quarter, and we actually won that quarter. But 43 points from Damian Lillard, all-star starter snub, I'll say that time and time again. He was fantastic. He was the difference maker. 43 and 16 assists. He was just unbelievable. And our guys tried to get into a shootout with him. And you know, for the most part, we did okay. But they're a 3-point shooting team, and you know the offense is working. We scored 124 points, but need to be able to stop those guys on the other end. It always seems to be a guard tallying us up at the other end. We don't seem to get beaten by many other players, just these guards. So unfortunate. I suppose the worst news that came out of it was about maybe 3 minutes in. Mr. Stephen Adams jumped up for a rebound and twisted his ankle pretty bad. He only played, he played 9 minutes. So he went up for a rebound. His ankle sort of buckled underneath him, and he knew straight away he was in a bit of trouble. And he just got up, and the sort of guy that he is, he just knew he was frustrated, walked to the change rooms. There's a bit of frustration in the hallway to the locker room, but fair enough. You know, he's been such a big part of the defensive mindset of the team, and without him in, I thought, honestly, we were going to get smashed, but Big Bill, he stepped up. He had a big game with 11 and 17 rebounds in 29 minutes. Saw a bit of Jackson Hayes as well. A bit of spot minutes, 8 minutes of him, 4 and 5. He wasn't too bad. You know, athletic, but he got his way back in. And you got to take your chances when you get back into the rotation. But we're missing Steven a bit. Willie was good. He was serviceable. The problem was is that our big advantage against the Portland Trailblazers, whose tallest player is Enes Kanter that's healthy, was the fact that we just couldn't exploit them because we all of a sudden were basically the same size as them. We also couldn't match them on the three-point shooting, and there were periods where they were running this five-man death lineup, the Hampton Five that the Warriors used to call it, was similar, with Robert Covington playing the five, Rodney Hood, Gary Trent, Lillard, and might have been Anthony Simons, one of those guys. But they're all three-point shooters nonetheless, and we struggled. The ball started zipping around. The real disappointing part, I suppose, of this game, and you know, you give up a lead and all of a sudden you're in a position where you either respond or you lie down. And by no means did we just give it away. But the last possession, I think we had 20 seconds left, and Zion had been on an absolute tear. So he finished with 36 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 12 of 18 shooting. You know, he was just absolutely balling out. He was hot in that last quarter. And the ball goes to Brandon Ingram. And he sits there and he runs the clock down, and then starts dribbling. Dribbles some more. Then he's dribbling this way and he's dribbling that way. And then he fades into a contested 2-point shot, and that rims out. Wasn't really even close. Josh Hart jumps out, slaps it back out, and we get the ball back. Pass it back, and he then does some more dribbling and fades away and misses badly, and we lose by 2 points. Really disappointing, to say the least. The hero ball probably wasn't what was going to work. Of course, it's one of those games that you look at and you go, okay, well, that's a game that we've got a whole heap of young guys. We need to know the closer. Brandon Ingram is the nominated closer, I suppose, at the moment. You know, he's the all-star. But there's also got to be this, I guess, idea that you ride the hot hand. And whether that means deferring to Zion on that play, I think you have to, because they were calling the fouls on him. And he was just on. No one could stop him. He had a pure mismatch. No one was getting anywhere near him. And we just sort of squandered it. And I suppose that's all learning. But yeah, pretty frustrating to see when it was a very winnable game. I mean, Portland, with all their injury woes, you know, they got no CJ McCollum, no Nurkic. It was one that you could steal, and they're, I think, fourth or fifth in the West. So any of these games that you can claw back, especially at home, you know, that's good. It's a bonus. You know, it's not all doom and gloom. We're still only 2.5 games or something outside of the play-in, which is what we were talking about at the start of the year, where this team would sit. And, you know, if we were in the Eastern Conference, I think we'd be in the playoffs. But regardless, it is frustrating to see when you don't close games out. And I know it's young guys and I know all of that sort of carry on, but there's got to be a bit where you go, okay, well, why are we in this position? What's happening? And obviously we're falling asleep a bit in the third quarter. Whatever happens in this, in the locker room, we need to change it. Because the guys are coming out and they're sleepwalking. I think there was even a comment made by the commentators that the guys have just come out of sleep, got absolutely lit up. If we head over to the summary of all the stats, you know, the breakdown, 48% we shot from the field. They shot 51. They had 18 three-pointers. We had 15. 43% they shot. Free throws, 88%, 16 of 18. We had 23 of 29. You're leaving points there. Rebounds, we smashed them. Absolutely smashed them. We thought that was going to be a thing that we'd be able to. Turnovers, we only had 11, but they only had 9. Points off turnovers, they got 19, we got 12. Every game, it's the same sort of stuff. Being able to exploit their turnovers is so critical. It's the easiest way to get points because the defense isn't set. But, you know, we're pretty bad at doing that. 15 three-pointers, not too bad. If we head over to the box score, I sort of briefly touched on it. Lonzo Ball, 21 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists. Solid, you know, he was good, 5 three-pointers. Second half, I think he had 19 in the first half and ended up with 21, which it's difficult. You know, you had 14 field goal attempts. And if the bloke's on, I know I've criticized him before. I said you shouldn't be taking the most, but he's got 19 points in the first half and then we ice him in the second half. It's just, it's not good enough. Zion Williamson, 36 points. Brandon Ingram had 14. He was off 4 of 12 shooting, and yet he took the last shot. We've iced him as well. Not enough shots to him. I mean, 7 for Redick, who shot 4 of 6. He was solid in that game. He had 16 points off the bench. He's starting to find his range. Josh Hart, 2 of 9. Not real good. Kyra Lewis, he was okay. He had 2 of 6. But, you know, we've got to get those extra shots to the guys that deserve them. Frustrating. But anyway, not all doom and gloom. We then moved on, I guess, to the next game. Actually, before we jump to that one, we'll do my three key takeaways of that one, and then we'll jump to the next, I suppose. It's logical. Number one is that we have to be certain of the position that we're in at the end. We can't just make it up as we go along. You know, these guys would practice. Okay, there's 30 seconds left, there's 20 seconds left, and we're down by 2. What is the game plan? Surely it's not a hero ball, BI dribble until he's too knackered to take the shot. Because we've done that a couple of times now, and it doesn't work. It hasn't worked. BI is going to become the closer, and he might very well be, and he might become super clutch. But it's not working at the moment. And if we can't get other guys to move off the ball to give this guy space, you know, BI getting the ball off a single dribble and rising up, he dominates. You can't stop him. But 14 dribbles and then trying to pull up over 2 guys, it's not going to work. So we need to work out that closing. Number 2, Steven Adams is pretty important. I think we would have done really well if we had have had him. By no means was Billy a slouch, but, you know, it's just the difference between having a starting caliber center and, you know, a sort of backup. Again, 17 rebounds, nothing to poke a stick at against Enes Kanter, who's a great player as well, good offensive and defensive player. But, yeah, just disappointing. Jackson Hayes still hasn't shown anything, which is a shame, but
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, hopefully he'll continue to develop as he watches and learns from some good centres, and sitting next to Stephen Adams for a while on the bench might be helpful for him. Now, the third key takeaway is what happened to Nikhil's minutes. I don't know. They have evaporated, and I don't think that's a good thing. I think his development is important. I don't think we should be giving... Unless there is going to be a trade for JJ Redick, and perhaps towards the end of the towards the trade deadline, we'll see him go on ice and Nikhil will get those minutes. But it's not good for his development to not play him, even if it's spot minutes. So something we would have taken into consideration. Again, the guard, we're pretty guard heavy. You're going to play, you know, Bledsoe only played 23 minutes as it is. Redick played 20, but he was on. Lonzo had 35, Hart had 30, and, you know, Kyra had 17 as well. You've got to carve out these minutes, but where do you do it? You don't want to impede Kyra's development as well. So just something to consider is I think we need to get that that guy going and get that spark off the bench or however they want to do it. But he's got to get some minutes because we've got to see what we got, I think. Now, that was that game. So disappointing 2-point loss. We lost 126 to 124 at home in front of a crowd of a fair few, actually. I think they've just upped the crowd at the Smoothie King Center. They had 1,940. So good on you guys for getting the coronavirus, or addressing it at least, and starting to sort it out. It's good to see some places are starting to get their act together and sort it out and get crowds back in, because that's what we like to see. Now, before I jump into the second game that I missed, and again, apologies for dropping a game. I had an all season. I've been pretty good, actually, but yeah, life, shall we say, gets in the way. I'd like to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag, good friends of Hoopball. You do your betting over there. You use the code Hoopball. They'll give you a 50% deposit match. Put in $20, they'll give you $10, etc., etc. And manscaped.com, of course, as well. Hoopball20 is the code. HOOPBALL20. Go and get yourself some shavers over there. Shavers, trimmers, moisturizers, oils, jocks, I think they got over there as well. Your undies, if you're wearing them thin, I'll probably have to go over there and have a look as well. We'll worn a few pairs thin throughout the journey, but go and check them out. Great friends of Hoopball, and end of the show. So, fantastic. Now, to jump into the second part of this double episode, you know, it's only going to be a little bit longer in terms of a normal episode. I think we try to get it around the 20-minute mark. This will probably get to half an hour or so. So, bear with me. The guys then moved on. They got a night off, I'm fairly certain, and they did. It was a small slate. And then they took on the Phoenix Suns, who came in to the Smoothie King Center. And, geez, they're a good side. You know, they didn't play well by any stretch of the imagination, and they managed to beat us 132 to 114, which wasn't really good, especially when I break down the quarters. So, that's where we'll start, quarter by quarter. First quarter. We score 34, they score 33. Look at us go. Second quarter, 32 to 26. That's our advantage. Third quarter, for the first time ever, we played well in the third quarter. 36 to 32. Final quarter. If you need to have a rest or pause for a second, do it before you listen to this because it'll make your heart race. We scored a measly 12 points, and they scored 41. So well done, guys. Yeah, not really good. Not really good enough at all. Again, no Stephen Adams for the game, but also no excuses, because you had them in the driver's seat and it actually turns out you were record breakers. So the Pelicans managed to be the highest lead squandered with 18-point defeat in the last quarter, leading by more than 10 points in the last quarter since 1955 or something. So good on you. The previous record was set 3 times, 17-point loss after leading by 10 in the fourth quarter. But, you know, Pelicans are memorable. Well, you said this team is a record-breaking team, and not always the right records. Honestly, it was a masterclass by Chris Paul. He came in with 15 points, 4 assists, and 4 rebounds and 19 assists. He's only now 3 assists behind the big O, Oscar Robertson, in the all-time assist leaders. You know, he'll jump him. He needed 22, and he did his best efforts to get there against us. Ayton was pretty average, still finished with 16 and 16. And Devin Booker, we kept to 23 points. Jay Crowder lit us up, 20 off the bench. Cam Johnson was pretty poor, and he had 13 still. And Kaminsky was probably the difference at power forward. 15 minutes, he had 17 points. And of that, 6 of 8, or 5 of 6 3-pointers, he was really good. And again, the 3-point threat has killed us. For us, it was the key leaders in the scoring was pretty even. We had 21 from Lonzo with 12 assists, 25 points from B.I., who was better tonight, a 10 of 20 shooting. Zion had 23, 5 and 4, 8 of 11 shooting. Bledsoe had 12. Hernan Gomez, 9 points, 13 rebounds. He's solid. He's gobbling the boards. And Josh Hart off the bench, 8 and 9 rebounds. Jackson had 4 and 3, played 19 minutes. And Redick had 7 points. Kyra, unfortunately, was 0 of 8. He had a rookie game, unfortunately, and the ball was not coming in. We got to see some Wenyen Gabriel, Nicola Melli, Thornwell, and Nikhil play a bit. They got 2 minutes and 26 each to close the game out when we realised that we were in some trouble and that the game was over. So, unfortunately, not the result we were looking for. It was like we thought we'd already had it sewn up. And then all of a sudden, Chris Paul turned it on and they were hitting hockey passes. They were getting assists on just about everything. The 3-point line opened up for them, and yeah, we got made to look pretty silly. Honestly, that was the long and the short of it, is that we looked complacent. We came out in the last quarter and we thought we were going to be good, and that really, it was pretty embarrassing, honestly. It was one of those games that if you're not getting together as a team and saying that wasn't on, then there's something wrong, because it was pretty average. You know, we head over to the summary. We shot 51% from the field. They shot 58%, nearly 60% from the field, you know, for the game. 56% from 3, 22 of 39. We shot 11 of 32. And I reckon a whole heap of them come in that last quarter, because they just lit us up. They absolutely lit us up. So how do we fix it? How do we fix it? You know, it's easy to whinge about it. And, you know, we're celebrating, throwing dunks and they were toweling everyone up, and then we just sort of went to sleep, and I don't know what you blame, but that inability to close games, it's becoming a real pain. You know, we had a look at this all throughout the season. We're a third of the way, officially the third way through now, maybe a little bit further through than even that. And just a bit frustrating seeing these guys do the same thing. It's obviously a defensive thing. And when the offense sort of stagnates and then everyone decides we're going to play hero ball, it's just not good enough. You know, in that last quarter, it turned into, instead of the ball just moving nice and from left to right and pressuring the defense by driving and kicking and passing and making the good read, everyone just decided that they were just going to shoot threes and they were going to try to beat 5-on-1 in a half-court set. You know, it was hero ball. And unfortunately, we don't have a guy on this side at this stage in their career that is that good. That is good enough to break down a good system defense. And that's what they did. They just locked in. And they converted their shots. They made us pay. And that was because the ball kept moving. It wasn't selfish. It wasn't, I'm going to be the hero. Watch me hit this big three and we'll be back into it. It was, let's just keep chipping away. Because you hit a three, and then you hit another three, and then you hit another three, and then you hit a two, and then you get some layups. All of a sudden, you've chipped away from a deficit, and you're up by 18 points to close a game. Now, will we get there? Yeah. You know, the Suns, 2 years ago, I saw a stat today. I think they had 60 losses before they got their 19th win last year. And you know, how's that? You know, now they're a playoff side with 18 and 10 going in, I think, they're fourth or third in the West. And they added Chris Paul. You know, that's it. The team's growing together. You know, Devin Booker, Ayton, they've had some high draft picks, very similar to us. Added a good point guard who makes everyone better. And all of a sudden, they're giving the best teams in the West or in the league a bit of trouble. So, you know, by no means were we meant to win. We have beaten them before, but they exploited us. They shut down our passing lanes. They didn't let us score, and they won the game. And they were the better side on the night, unfortunately. Maybe not for three quarters, but in that last quarter, they made us look silly. So, going to have to go back to the drawing board, have a chat to one another, and work out what we're going to do. The three key takeaways from that game. Number one, hero ball has to be scrapped. I don't care if you've got a guy that wants to be the guy, keep chipping away. We don't need to always shoot threes. You know, you're 10 minutes out and okay, they've gone on a bit of a run. You call a timeout and everyone goes, all right, let's regroup. Let's regroup and let's just chip away. Let's just maintain the lead. Instead, we try to answer them. We say, all right, well, I'm gonna drive and kick and I'm going to go between my legs and I'm going to try to fade away or I'm going to hit a three. Well, it doesn't work like that. You can't just continually try to do the same thing and hope that you're going to get a different result. Hero ball has to go. I'm sick of it. It's not any good. We play the best basketball when we pass. Six assists from Zion, if you get it. Six assists from BI. As many assists you want from Lonzo. Pass the ball. Work for your teammates. That's all I want. For four quarters. If you can do it for three, you can do it for four. Anyway. Number two, closing games has got to be something to address. I don't know whether or not it's the minutes that the guys are playing or I don't know what it is or some mentality, but whatever that is, closing games needs to be something that is addressed as well because you can't just keep shitting the bed with 5 minutes to go and just not closing games because you know, you're playing these national games as well. They'll dry up. Zion's a great factor in terms of draw card, but winning games, it fuels revenue as well. I know the owners will want people to do that, and the fans want it. Everyone wants it. So, close your games out. You know, you hit a game when you're a hero, but you've got to be in a position to do it. You can't score 12 points in a quarter and, you know, expect to win. My third takeaway is Kyrie will be okay. He had a bad game. He's a young bloke. I don't think anyone's out on him at all. He still played well. He just couldn't get the basket to drop. It was obvious that he's a rookie, you know, and we were waiting for one of these games. He's been good. He's been really good for a young bloke, but he had a tough one, and no doubt he'll bounce back, and hopefully we see a good run out of him against Boston, and we'll see what happens. Another game where they have, speaking of Boston, they don't have very many big guys, but they've got good rebounders in like Tristan Thompson, Daniel Tyus is there, Time Lord. They've got some good rebounders that if we don't have Steven Adams, which we probably won't because his ankle twisted at a right angle, you know, it's going to be up to Willie and Jackson to go against these guys. But we need, Willie's a big guy, so if you can exploit it, and keep them off the boards, and we got a real good chance to beat this team. We match up okay with them. You know, they've got some rangy wings in Tatum and Jaylen Brown, but we'll see what we can. We'll see what we can do. The one guy I'm nervous about is Marcus Smart because he's a good defender. He is the sort of guy that, you know, can lock down, whether it be Lonzo, or he might even go bigger and play on BI. I don't know, but those defensive guys are someone that we should look at getting as well. We need a defender because Bledsoe has just shown that he's probably not the guy anymore. Very good system defender, but one-on-one, he's been getting beaten a bit. Lonzo is up and down. He's a good defender, but not a fantastic defender. We just don't have a guy that you can throw at him at the opposing guards to shut him down. You know, we've been lit up by Chris Paul. We've been lit up by Booker. We've got lit up by De'Aaron Fox, Damian Lillard. All of these guys have had career nights against our guys, and I'm sick of seeing it. So let's see what we can address there. Hopefully we can move JJ Redick for, or someone like that, for a good wing defender or guard defender. That'd be really good. But regardless, you live and you learn. We're still on track. If we can keep in the play-in, that's where we aim to be. It's a first year of a true rebuild, so you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as I keep preaching. But guys, I think that's probably about it from me. We've got the Boston game coming up in a matter of hours, so hopefully you guys give this a little listen beforehand. Looking forward to seeing that. Like I said, I'll be watching it on delay, so you probably won't see me floating around Twitter as much tomorrow. But as always, I am Lyle Swithenbank. Thank you all for listening. At Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. At Hoopball Pels is a show. The Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. If you've got a spare minute, head over and check out hoop-ball.com. There's heaps going on. They've started the Hoopball TV, which before every slate of games each night, if you play a bit of NBA fantasy, go and check that out, because they've got live shows telling you who to add, who to drop, and who to watch out for, and any last minute news. But anyway, as I said, I'll speak to you, I suppose, tomorrow or today in the US. And look after yourselves, mask up. If you get to go to the game, well, enjoy it. Stay safe and look after yourselves. And anyone dealing with any of this crazy weather over there, well, stay safe as well. I hate to see that. Yeah, crazy times. But I suppose that's the world we live in now. Nothing should surprise us anymore, but look after one another. Be good, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.